Oh, will you come a walking? Oh, will you come a walking for a nice time ramble? Oh, hi.
Oh, hi.
Today we were looking for some horses and couldn't find them.
Couldn't find them.
But I did a nice vista anyway.
Nice vista. Kel also had a surprise new feature.
Don't get too excited. And Dan's got a nice time friend to tell you about.
Weirdo friend.
Weirdo friend.
Nice time.
Please subscribe, follow and share.
Roland.
Oh, hi.
Oh, hi.
It's a very special day today.
Isn't it, though?
Dan's got new batteries for his recorder. It's a happy day.
Oh, and do you know what, Kel?
What?
They're rechargeables. Slightly higher capacity than the old ones. So I think you can all join me in celebrating.
And saying this is a good Friday.
Yep, it is a good Friday.
It's also a good Friday.
It's a good Friday to have new batteries.
Yeah.
Yeah. Should we do the happy battery song?
Yeah.
Happy batteries.
Happy batteries to me. Happy batteries, dear Dan. Let's not do that anymore. Oh, horses.
Are they coming over here?
Ooh, are they having a little...
Are they coming over here?
Oh, I hope
that not. That guy must be the owner, I reckon.
Yeah, because he came out of that...
He got out of there.
Out of there.
Out of that car.
And then he went in that field, and now the horses are trotting about.
Yeah, we come here special to meet the horses.
Yeah, and we're in this field, and there were no horses to be seen. We were nearly disappointed.
Yeah. I'm not sure how close we can get, though.
Yeah, I don't really want them to come in this field where we are now. I'll be a bit nervous.
Well, we'll have to wait and see. We can move. We can go over the fence.
Okay.
But I would like to have
a little horsey
pet at some point.
Ah, a little horsey pet.
Yeah, are they too close for you at the moment?
No, they're all right.
How far away do you reckon they are?
About...
In shins.
I was going to do it in lollipops. About 1,500 lollipops away.
Yeah, is that safe?
Yeah, I'm all right with that.
With a couple of fences.
Those sherbet lollies.
Oh, no, not... I thought you were talking about the wooden ones.
Wooden ones?
You know, wood lollipops. Lolly sticks.
No, not lolly sticks, lollipops.
Oh, pops.
Yeah.
Chubba chubs?
Nah. Chubba chubs.
Actually, do that again. And you say, what do you call me?
Oh, okay. Okay, right.
Chubba chubs?
No, do it again.
Chubba chubs?
What do you call me?
No, you've got to leave a little pause.
Oh, right, sorry, go on.
Chubba chubs?
What do you call me? Oh, dear. Eh? But nah.
Just a quick reminder, this is the improv section. So, yeah.
Is there another section? Is there a planned section, rehearsed or...?
Well, there's various charts, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, we come to Prestwood Nature Reserve.
That's
where we park.
We didn't go around the nature reserve because it's tiny.
It's so small, but we did go around it once in the past.
It took us 2 minutes.
Yeah, thereabouts.
Yeah, maybe less.
And then I remembered the lovely horses nearby.
Oh, yeah, nice time.
Not as nearby as I was hoping.
Yeah, they've hidden them all away. Never mind. We can look at them sometimes when they appear through those trees.
Oh, yeah. Where should we do our vista from?
Here. This is nice.
Yeah, you want to do it from here? Okay.
Oh, no, hold on. Yeah, this is nice, isn't it?
We'll do this.
All right.
So it's time for a vista.
We're going.
Last time.
What was the media last week when they were painting my lovely vista description?
The food, I think. No, food was the last one I've...
That was the last one, yeah.
Was that... No, well, I don't think it was the last... Was it the last one?
Yeah, it was food.
It was the last one, yeah.
So, she goes for something more normal today.
Yeah, go for a normal one.
Like bathroom items.
Eh?
Toothpaste in that.
So stripy.
Yeah. Shaving foam. Paint with that.
Lots of white. Yeah. I need some colours.
Oh,
makeup bag.
Yeah. Bath salts and bath bubble bath, bubbly bath, shampoo and bath bombs.
Anything you can find.
Yeah, use bathroom items today. Normal. Okay. So before us, we have a nice big stretch of lush grass, don't we?
Yeah.
And that's got shadow on the right side.
On the right.
Tree shadows.
Shadows.
So they sort of go in like lumps because there's trees.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
To the right.
Yeah.
So you can put those trees in. And then you've got a nice big brown shadders. Patch of mud. But if you're using bathroom items, can you be careful what you're using for that brown?
Yeah, we don't want it to stink, do we?
No. Oh, the sun's gone away now, so those shadows aren't there anymore.
It's a good thing there's...
Oh, they're back! then the left half of the field is more sun-kissed.
It is sun-kissed. Yeah? And straight ahead...
We've got some very tall trees.
Yeah.
They're looking quite grand, actually. They look a bit up themselves.
Yeah,
they're giving it the big I am.
A collection of fir trees there.
Hello, I'm a tree.
Yeah.
But what's that one that's above all the others?
That's the little Christmas tree.
No, it's not.
It is Christmas type.
No.
Those are all spiny, Christmassy fir trees.
No, the really tall one with the dark green bit on the top. Is that one as well?
It's spiky. It's the same sort.
Is it?
Same type.
Looks different to me.
When I say the same, in the same family.
It looks like he's got a little hat on.
It's Christmas over here, isn't it? On the left.
Oh, there's all the Christmas trees on the left, yeah.
I reckon this family, this very rich family that live up here with horses and an old farmhouse.
Yeah.
I reckon they've been planting their old Christmas trees on the left.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, because there's loads of them.
Just sticking them in the ground.
And they're like...
They could sell them.
That's a nice time, isn't it?
They're a bit big, actually, for putting in your house. And then they've got some not grown leaves, other trees.
Someone say that again.
Wait a minute.
Go on, try again. So see if you get the words, words in the right order.
I can't seem to sentence today.
She can't seem to sentence.
Right. There's some trees...
I have trouble sentencing.
Yeah. What, sentencing people to death?
That's easy.
Oh, right. There's some trees on the left that have not yet grown their leaves this year. Is that all right?
That's pretty good. I mean, to be fair, that's the majority of them, apart from
they're all brown and bare.
Apart from the evergreen ones.
Yeah, true. That are just, they're standing out amongst the Christmas trees. Right, so...
Pine!
Pine!
Pine.
That's a pine.
Yeah.
That one over there that I said I didn't know was different from the others.
Yeah, so they're all similar. They've got the needles.
All right, this pine over to our left, that's pretty tall. That's looming over us.
That's the right.
The right, yeah. and then, right, directly in front of us, though, it's like you're going down the hill so that all those other trees are in the distance in a big foresty clump.
You know what they look like to me?
What?
Zombie horde.
Oh yeah, zombie horde.
And
you got a nice time electrical.
Yeah, pylon.
Pylon.
What colours have you got in that wood?
Brown.
Brown.
Oh, the sun's shining on some of it though, so it's lighter brown in patches.
Almost red.
Yeah, there's red bits. Yeah, nice time.
How are you gonna do red?
Red shampoo. Red bubbly bath.
Nail
varnish.
Red stripy toothpaste.
I will allow nail varnish.
There you go, nail varnish.
Eyeshadow.
Shadow.
Do you get red eyeshadow? Yeah, you do.
Who wears that? Toya.
When I was at the orthodontist yesterday, not for me, for my son, there was a poster with someone with big white teeth, bright red lipstick and red eyeshadow. And I thought, oh, red eyeshadow. That's interesting. There's a big house in amongst the trees there. And another big house next to it.
Two of them, other side of the pylon.
Is that the one you said you were going to buy?
I want one of those, yeah.
Which one?
Oh, this one here.
Well, go on then.
Yeah.
Have it then. Don't let anyone...
I'll put in an offer.
Don't let anyone put down your dreams, Dan. If you want that house, you have it. Just go move into it now. Knock them up. Go, oh, I live here.
If you don't have a dream, you've got to have a dream. How are you going to make your dream come true? Yeah.
Very nice. You're almost in the right key then.
Did I get the words the wrong way around?
I don't know.
I don't know. Happy Tilt, wasn't it?
Yeah. Have you heard that horrible rap version of that?
Nope.
Okay.
Captain and then Sensible. I was doing Captain Sensible.
Oh, yeah. Say, Captain. Say, what? So,
clouds.
There's some lovely puffy clouds above that forest.
Any images in the clouds today?
Yeah, blobfish.
Blobfish clouds.
Oh no, I'd say there's like a that's a fish. It's got fins. It's quite fat.
Okay.
Big fat fish. And we got.
Oh, there's a nice Winston Churchill.
Ah, excellent.
A new game. Is it Winston Churchill? Or is it Alfred Hitchcock?
Which one?
Oh, he's sort of morphed now.
Oh, it's gone. The thing, clouds move quite quick, don't they?
Yeah, you've got to be quick.
That's a Pac-Man. Sorry, that's my bump.
Little laughter fart there. Pac-Man with like pointy, with a pointy mouth.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't see a pointy one.
And that's it.
That's it, yeah. So it's blue, isn't
this
it?
This is a nice big blanket.
Blue and then some cumulus. Some,
yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Blue sky, cumulus.
Blue plus cumulus.
Yeah. Equals nice time.
Nice time.
All right, well,
I'd say that's it. I don't want to give
it. It's a nice time vista.
They've got to use some of their imagination, haven't they?
It's a nice time vista.
Yeah. That's a nice time vista.
Let's go over the other side of the field and...
And we can do my other topic.
Yeah.
If you want.
Kel's got another feature coming up. Nice time. Well, hey, we're back. So, yeah, Kel's got a bit of a surprise for us today.
You're building it up too much. It's not that exciting.
Well, yeah. Well, you know... It might be good.
Yeah, it might be good.
But I'm not expecting much.
I spent 20 minutes on it.
20 minutes?
About 20 minutes. Maybe more.
20 minutes of prep.
Yeah.
Nice time.
All right, so if we go do the... You know, I normally bring a magazine. Well, sometimes when I remember. If we do that theme tune but miss out the word magazine...
Yeah.
And I'll put in what it is.
She's going to put the new word in.
Yeah, okay.
Just
ready?
Out of the wind.
Yeah. Let's go here. Okay, ready?
2, 3, 4.
Kel's been reading. Life hacks.
Oh, one of my favourite phrases.
I know.
Life hacks. And I know you're quite fond of the term.
The term life hack. Yeah, I do like that.
Exactly.
Not. But do you know what gave me this idea?
No, I don't.
The other day... My little daughter Myrtle was having some strawberries.
Yeah.
Preparing some strawberries.
Yeah.
But she was, instead of just chopping them, she was sticking a straw through the stalk.
Oh, yeah. Is that
to pull it out.
It's a nice little life hack.
And I was like, what are you doing? She was like, life hack.
She's maiming the strawberries.
It worked really well. It was a metal straw. She just stuck it. Then it pulled the stalk off.
Have you seen these metal straws they have
with
now?
With no chopping.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's genius. But I was like, what are you going to do with all that strawberry shit that's just gone up the straw?
Oh, yeah.
She's like, dunno.
She's left it there.
Yeah.
So it's just rotting.
Yeah, it's just like, I'll wash it out. I think it probably will wash out. It'll be fine. Anyway,
pipe cleaner.
I thought this is a good idea. And I thought, I'm going to look up some other life hacks.
Nice time life hacks.
But she got all...
Can I just say...
Go on.
I've got a bit of phlegm.
Oh.
So, yeah, no, life hack. I just hacked up a bit of a greenie there.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Go on. Hack number two.
Right, so also my daughter got all up in my grill about this and decided to find them for me.
She's got a whole fucking list.
So, actually, I didn't really do the prep. No, I did help.
You're going to do all those today?
No. Okay, no. It's just a few. It's just a few bullet points.
Just your favourite ones.
It made me laugh how she's written some of them out a bit. But go anyway, on then. All right, I won't do that one.
Life hack number two.
Stale bread equals toast water.
Eh?
So Myrtle went online to find some life hacks. The first website she came across was Victorian Life Hacks.
Okay.
So she wrote this first one down. So you know stale bread, yeah?
I do, I'm aware of it.
Don't throw it away.
No.
You should put it in some boiling water. And it makes toast water. And you can give it to people when they're ill. That's what they used to do in Victorian times, because it made them better, apparently. But don't worry, you can put milk and sugar in it.
Why is it toast water, not bread water?
I don't know, that's what I thought. Anyway, that's what she's written. Stale bread, toast water.
It's a lovely concept.
Don't put a mirror in the kitchen.
Why is that?
Because people are more likely to drop hair in their food, because they'll start doing their hair. I thought that's quite a good one.
That's very sound advice.
Yeah.
Very wise. I like it.
Do you know...
Yep.
You're going to like this one.
Yep.
You know hiccups, yeah?
I do.
Apparently, a cure for hiccups is having a spoonful of peanut butter.
Oh, nice time.
I like that, because yeah? I might just keep saying I've got hiccups just so I can have a little...
Is that because it's dry?
Maybe. Can I just have a little spoon of peanut butter? Oh, sorry, I'll go have another spoon of peanut butter. Hiccups. Look.
I just fake your hiccups.
This was one that she was very keen about. If you're dipping biscuits in tea... And it's any sort of biscuit that has cream in the middle, for example, an Oreo.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Custard cream.
Yeah. Put a fork through the creamy bit and dunk it, and then you won't get your fingers all dirty.
Dirty?
I said that. I was like, I never get my fingers dirty when I'm dipping biscuits in tea. She's like, well, I do. You should do it with a fork. It's like...
Did she make that one up?
That's just making a fork messy.
Was that Myrtle's own idea?
No, she's found it on YouTube, apparently. What's that? It's bullshit, mate.
You're not getting them dirty. It's biscuit.
Oh, yeah. Do you ever... You know you're friends with some nice time doggies?
Yeah.
Do they get annoyed with the Hoover? Do you know?
I did know a little one that did, though.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, little...
Finny Foo Fighter.
Yeah, yeah.
He didn't like the Hoover.
Well, apparently, to get around that, if you shout at the Hoover...
Oh, yeah.
Then they won't mind it.
Bad Hoover.
Mind you, I thought, if a dog sees a human yelling at the Hoover, they'll think, I meant to yell at that thing.
Yeah.
So I don't think that would work. I like the way she's written that, though. It just says, yell a Hoover to stop dog bark.
Yell a Hoover.
She was making notes.
Yell a Hoover.
All right, I'll do one more, okay?
One more. What's the last one going to be?
Right.
Yeah.
You know, if you're in a place where you have to be quiet, but it might be inappropriate to scream or laugh really loud.
Such as?
At a funeral.
Inappropriate.
It'd be inappropriate.
I thought you said might be appropriate.
No, it might be inappropriate. Did I say appropriate when I meant inappropriate?
I don't know, I'd have to rewind.
That's my rewind noise.
Yeah, yeah, no. Yeah, I got that.
So if you're in a place, it
yeah,
might...
Yeah, what do you do?
Well, if you want to scream or laugh...
Yeah.
You can do this.
Yeah.
And you'll get the same feeling. So nobody will notice.
No one's going to notice that. They think, oh, she's having an attack again.
The way it worded it online was... You do a huge exhale that sounds like ha, nobody will notice.
Just ha?
Like ha.
Ha.
No, yeah, because that would be
loud,
that'd be appropriate in a
ha.
Funeral,
it's
wouldn't
it? Loud,
wouldn't
it? Mm.
Yeah,
I should be a singer, shouldn't I?
You should, yeah.
Nah.
So that was it. That's
I like it, Kel. Have you got, you got some in the bag for another little life hack session?
No,
well.
Maybe I should just start life hack.
Well, we could pepper your segments, couldn't we?
Yeah, you don't want too much of this. You don't want too much of a good thing, do you?
Kel's been reading.
Life hacks.
And magazines.
Yeah. And, it could be different stuff.
Pamphlets.
Yeah.
Yeah. All sorts.
Guidebooks.
All sorts. Yeah.
So thank you for Myrtle for your help with that. Well done, Myrtle. Sorry, thank you to Myrtle for your help with that. That was very nice of you to help.
I like it. Nice new segment. We're going to have a little pause and
sure.
Back with a nice time, weirdo pal.
Toast water.
It's just about time for
nice time weirdo of the week.
Ooh, some lovely notes from me.
Yay. Yeah.
Kel, yeah. Cool friend to tell you about this week.
Oh, yeah?
Another cool chick.
Yeah?
Goes by the name of Lari.
Lari?
Lari. She's 43.
Yeah.
She's from Austin, Texas.
Oh.
She lives with her pets.
Yeah? What pets?
She's got a couple of doggies.
Mm.
She's got a pussycat.
Mm.
And a daughter.
Oh, that's not a pet.
No, it's not a pet, but, you know, she likes cuddles with her.
Yeah, nice time.
So anyway, Lori, she used to have trouble sleeping.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
That's a shame.
Trouble getting off to sleep.
Oh.
No, once she's off, she's all right. But getting off to sleep.
Trouble.
So, I don't know, what do you do when you have trouble getting to sleep?
Read a page of a book.
Just one?
Well, half
a page.
Half a page, and then I go sleepy.
Yeah, I like to read before sleeping.
Yeah. Recently, I've started doing number puzzles. Makes me sleepy.
Half a puzzle. What other things might help?
Lying very still.
Thinking sleepy thoughts.
Yeah.
Or just breathing slowly.
Yeah.
Breathing exercise. I like to do a breathing exercise.
Yeah.
Or maybe if there's noise, what would you do if there was noise?
I don't mind about noise. I'll sleep anywhere.
What if you did mind?
Earplugs.
Earplugs.
You
like,
do
like
that.
I
yeah.
do. It's all good suggestions.
Yeah. What's she do?
Or you could just sleep with your hair dryer.
What?
You know, your blow dryer.
What?
Just sleep with that.
Oh, like constant noise?
Turn it on.
Drone.
Put it next to your hands and just leave it there all night.
What are you talking about?
This is what she does.
Nah.
Yeah. She's been doing it since she was, I want to say, 8 years old.
Go on then.
She's been doing it since she was 8 years old.
But that, so like a hairdryer you hold in your hand?
She'll put it on the bed.
obviously
not on full heat.
No.
Half heat.
Half.
Yeah. She'll put it on one bar.
Yeah.
Bar. So yeah. And then just leaves it on all night.
Nah.
Yeah.
That's a terrible hazard.
Isn't that, you know,
terrible hazard.
It's a fire hazard. It's a waste of energy.
Yeah.
It's costing a fortune in electricity.
I bet, yeah.
Or should I say, it's costing a fortune in electric.
How old's her kid?
Coming up to about 14, I think.
Yeah. So she must be like, oh, mum's gone off to sleep again. I can hear the air dryer.
But she won't turn it off.
Nah.
Anyway, so normal, a normal day for Lori.
Yeah.
She wakes up.
Yeah, turns the hair dryer
off.
Yeah.
Or blow dryer, as they say in America.
Yeah.
Blow dryer. Yeah.
So, yeah.
You know, you whether she take her kid to school.
Yeah.
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 That's a normal day.
That's it.
Then she comes back.
Yeah.
Starts work.
Yeah.
She does stress though. Lori was saying to me, she was saying, please make people aware this is not a sexual thing.
Well, the hairdryer?
Yeah.
Why would you think it was?
There's no sexual element. Well, you know, you take a phallic object.
Yeah.
People put two and two together, don't they?
Nah. I didn't.
No, but she said, just please, if you're going to share this with the world.
Why would you blow a hairdryer up your hoo-ha?
Well, I did wonder how it might work.
That's dangerous.
Not only is it very warm.
Yeah.
You could, you know.
Damage something.
Could damage something.
Yeah.
you tell me, Kel.
It's making me cross my legs.
You tell me, what could it do?
Yeah, I don't know.
She doesn't know. But anyway,
I'm worried that she had that thought.
And part of me.
Which part?
This one, this bit. Part of me thinks.
Left elbow.
Part of me thinks that the lady doth protest too much.
Oh, do you think it is a sexual thing?
I mean, why would you bring it up?
I know.
Anyway, she claims that she just likes the warmth.
She just likes things very dry.
She likes the warmth. She doesn't like the moisture.
Nah.
No, and the noise is soothing, obviously, the white noise.
Yeah.
So you already worked that bit out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you wonder how this all started?
I wonder.
Let me tell you. So when she was 8, her sister said, I'm going to use the hairdryer, see if that can drown out the noise of the other 8 children.
Oh, there were 8 more?
There's 10 of them in this family. And apparently it was bedlam. You know, it was...
Yeah.
It was...
Are you allowed to say that anymore?
What's that, bedlam?
Bedlam.
Why wouldn't you be able to?
I don't know. It's that saying, it's nut house, isn't it? You're probably not allowed to say nut house.
Take that back.
I'll take that back. Cut that out.
Bedlam. No, it's biblical, isn't it, bedlam?
Is it?
Isn't it?
No, bedlam was a famous nut house in the Victorian times.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've confused myself.
Anyway, sorry, cut that out.
I'll cut that out. I'll look it up and then I'll cut it out.
All right.
So, it worked. Instantly, she drops off with the hairdryer.
Yeah.
She's been doing it ever since. If her feet are a bit cold...
Yeah.
She'll point it at her feet.
Ah. Oh.
She'll wrap herself up. Feels toasty warm.
Yeah, lovely.
All cosy.
Yeah. This is nutty.
It's crazy, isn't it? But, you know, it's an addiction.
Like bedlam.
It's an addiction.
Hairdryer addiction.
She's literally addicted.
Is it always been the same hairdryer? They must break.
Good point.
Mm.
Apparently, in the last, 34 years.
Go on in.
34 years.
Yeah.
She's got through about 60 hairdryers.
60? Jesus Christ. I don't know why she hasn't had an injury or something, though, because...
Well...
No, go on.
No, you go on.
Oh, because, like, once, when I was a kid, I remember I was drying my hair, and then there was, a spark, and my hairdryer blew up.
What?
I had to quickly, turn it off at the electrics.
Yeah.
But what if that happened?
Yep.
That could easily happen, surely. If you had it on all night...
Well, this is the you know, what most
Or if
people...
something gets sucked into the heat bit...
Bit of fluff.
Or a fly. It'd be like, ooh.
A spider.
Yeah, anything.
Yeah. Obviously, yeah, fire hazard.
Yeah.
Since she's realised the error of her ways.
Yeah.
One of the things that was brought to her attention was this guy in Virginia.
Yeah.
He had the same addiction.
Yeah.
He went to bed with his hair dryer on.
Mm.
Family went to sleep.
Yeah.
House burnt down. So everybody everybody killed.
Yeah.
She heard about this.
Because the thought never crossed her mind before.
Apparently not. And you know what? Her parents, when she was a kid, never stopped her doing it.
Really?
My dad used to go around, you know, turning lights off.
Yeah.
And making sure we always turn the lights off.
I turn all the electrics off before
turn
we go
Turn your lights
to bed.
Off?
Yeah.
When you go out of the room?
Everything. All the electrics off.
Exactly. So this poor guy and his family.
Yeah.
No more. But she's realised she needs some help.
Yeah.
Right? So she's going to get some therapy.
Yeah.
She's going to try and wean herself off.
Does it need to be the heat and the noise for her to sleep?
Well, I think that's the main combo.
Because you could have... You can record that noise. Why don't you record that noise and have it playing to her?
Jesus Christ.
And then just put a little heater by her feet.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Well, I mean, she lives in Austin as well. It's not exactly cold, is it?
Nah.
I mean, it does get a little bit cold.
Well, just have the noise then. Just have the noise then.
That's a really good idea. I'm gonna mention that to her.
Yeah, because she never thought of that.
Anyway, she's seen this therapist.
Yeah.
It's really helped.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, this was about 10 years ago.
Oh.
She started seeing the therapist.
Right.
She's like, right, I'm I'm cured.
Oh, okay.
A couple of months later.
Back at it.
Back at it. Oh. If anything, it's worse than it was.
Why?
Well, I mentioned earlier she works at home.
Mm.
Works from home.
She got it on all day now.
She'll have a little break.
Oh, fuck's sake.
She'll have a little hairdryer break now. If she's feeling a bit stressed.
Hairdryer.
Curl up, hairdryer on.
Does it have to be the noise of a hairdryer? What about Hoover? They could swap things.
A bit hectic, a Hoover.
Is it?
It's a lot louder.
You've got to yell at a Hoover as well. She's got dogs, so she probably has to shout at it.
Well, do you know what? I say, yeah, I say it's louder.
Yeah.
But, you know, not all hairdryers are created equal.
No.
Some are higher powered.
Exactly. Do you think whenever she gets a new hairdryer, if she's been through like 60, it takes a bit of time for her to get used to the new one, that new sound?
I think she's got a favourite brand. But, you know,
it's always the same.
I've heard a few. You wouldn't believe it to look at me, but I've heard a few different hairdryers.
You don't strike me as the sort that owns a hairdryer.
Well, I think everyone owns one. It's whether they
do
use
you own
it.
One?
No. But I, you know, in my younger years,
yeah, when you had hair.
I had some hair, didn't I?
Yeah.
Oh, it was quite long. So she's relapsed. It's worse than ever.
Yeah.
But like I said, she realises she's an addict.
Yeah.
She just didn't realise quite how hard it was going to be.
Yeah.
She's given up on giving up.
Giving up.
She's going to live with it.
Yeah.
That's her truth.
It's okay to give up giving up. It's okay not to be okay, my other favourite.
Well, if that's your truth.
Yeah.
But her truth is that she's a hairdryer addict.
Yeah.
Or blow dryer.
That sounds dirtier. Don't know why. Well, it was nice to meet her.
Well, I'm going to keep in contact, obviously.
Let me know. Keep me posted. And
if for any reason I stop hearing from her, yeah, we'll probably know what's happened.
House burnt down. Oh, God. I like this story. It's interesting.
It's a different one, isn't it?
Because it's quite kind of understandable and at the same time not. Makes you go, you idiot. And then the other bit of you goes, oh, yeah, I get the comfort noise of
that. Yeah, and you look at her and you think, oh, she's a perfectly nice-looking, intelligent woman, apart from sleeping with a hairdryer.
Has she ever had a partner?
Partner left.
Ah, was it because of the hairdryer?
Bloody noise, wasn't it?
I imagine that would be a bit of a challenge to cope with if you were trying to sleep next to someone.
She's had a string of exes, all just moaning about the hairdryer.
Bet some of them gave it a go. They're like, oh, yeah, I can cope with that.
Well, but, you know, if I was keen on it, I'd probably just use earplugs.
Oh,
but
yeah,
then you wouldn't be able to sleep because you'd be worried about a fire.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, that's Laurie's story.
Yeah, nice time.
We've had a nice time, haven't we?
We had a nice time, Randall. And, we found some lovely lanes. Should probably talk about where we've been.
Oh, a nice bridle path.
We found a nice bridle path around the back way.
Yeah, beyond where we came before.
Yeah.
Shame about the horses. A bit too far away. But
saw some daffodils. There.
Nice time, woods. Yeah, just seen some daffodils.
Yeah.
We've pretty much run out of time, so it just remains to say Abyssinia.
Yeah, man. Oh, will you come a-walking? Oh, will you come?